The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. All right, I know I have been talking about doing an updated morning routine for like the whole month now, and I'm just now finally getting to it. And this is going to be a little bit more than just a morning routine. This is going to be kind of like a full day, morning, evening routine. I guess like a day in the life of Stephanie Keith. And the reason why I'm doing this is this is one of the most requested things I get is morning routine, evening routine, and specifically around manifesting. Like, what do you do? And so I'm going to go through everything that I'm currently doing. My routine does change and I change things up a lot, but just kind of like what's working for me right now. And I want to say too, you guys, so many of you are probably already in it because this course has just been like super, super popular. But I launched the Elevate course, which it's just like in the beta version launch, just getting people to kind of test it out. And I actually still have the beta launch pricing up, which is 60% off. So I mean, if you want to sneak in there, feel free. You can go to the link in the show notes, or you go to thelawofattractiontribe.com/elevate course. And I have been getting really good feedback on this course. So a lot of people are asking, like, how is this different from the Manifest It Now app? Because the app has, you know, 200 plus resources in there, like everything you could possibly need or want for manifestation. And the Elevate course is like the next step. So I think of the app as like getting your toes wet, and then the course is like diving into the deep end of the pool. It's really just taking things to the next level, and it's deeper healing. And so this is a common theme that I've been hearing from you guys in January. I don't know if it's just because it's the new year and so people are doing a lot of self-development work, or if it's just what's going on astrologically. Like, I know I get so affected by retrograde and like the full moons and all this stuff. And so maybe that's playing into it. But I've just been hearing from a lot of you guys that you need really deep healing, that there's a lot of stuff coming to the surface. And I want to say, when that happens, don't look at it as a bad thing, because this stuff has always been there. You just haven't been consciously aware that it has been subconsciously running your life and affecting you in a lot of different ways. But as you start to go deeper and work on yourself and focus on manifestation, a lot of the stuff that's buried subconsciously is going to start coming to the surface. But this is a good thing, because it's coming to the surface so that you can confront it and be consciously aware of it. And when you're consciously aware of it, you have the power to then change it. And so this is especially going to be common for people who are working with the subliminals in the app, because the subliminals are doing so much work subconsciously, and a lot of this energy is ready to move up and out of you. And so that might be why you're feeling like very called to heal. Anyhow, like I said, I've been hearing that from a lot of you. So know that you're not alone. Like, this is a very common theme. I would definitely bring it up in the Inner Tribe Facebook group. So if you are a member of the Manifest It Now app, you get full access to the community, which is a private Facebook group called the Inner Tribe. You get access to it in the app. I have the link. Bring it up in that group, because I feel like that group of people are going to be your people that get it, that are going through it, that have already gone through it. And it's really helpful to just know you're not alone and to talk about it. And I'm in that group as well, so I can give you some guidance and, you know, whatever you need to help support you. With that being said, that also probably means that it's time for you to take things to the next level. And so you would be a perfect candidate for Elevate, because Elevate, the reason I'm calling it Elevate is because the whole purpose of it is to elevate your energetic vibration. So we know that everything is energy. And if we want to be in that mode of manifesting more of what we want the feelings of joy and gratitude and peace and security and all those great things, our energy needs to be there first in order for it to physically manifest, right? And so this is kind of that energetic journey of getting you there. And it involves a lot of healing, physical healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, and deep, deep cellular healing. And so the course uses a lot of sound healing techniques. I've been super into this lately. It is an ancient practice, which I didn't know that until recently, that this is what they believe, or there's a lot of scientists and archaeologists that theorize that a lot of these ancient civilizations that built these, massive structures like the pyramids used sound frequencies. And we know of the Solvigio frequencies and how they can help fine tune your energy. And they correlate to different things in nature. And they're very healing at a deep cellular level. So I teach you all about those and like which frequencies help with various different things going on in your life, everything from relationship troubles to physical ailments and diseases to spiritual awakening and enlightenment and your third eye and all of those different things. So I dive into that, but then I also make it very simple. So if you haven't noticed, my theme with everything I do, whether it's manifestation, whether it's creating a business and building an app, I try to simplify things, because I think in today's world, we're so freaking overwhelmed. It's hard not to be, right? Like, there's just so much going on. We're all so busy. And so I try to take away that overwhelm. And so in this course, I give you like literally an exact ritual for every single day of the week, all 7 days of the week that you are, you know, going to do for at least a month. But I mean, a month is like the minimum to really start to fine tune your energy and to heal at all these different levels, all of like the past traumas, all of the limiting beliefs, the doubts, the insecurities that we all have, because we've been conditioned as a society. It's not just, you know, your background and things that have happened in your life. Like, our society as a whole has conditioned us with a lot of limiting beliefs. And so it's really designed to kind of do all of that healing to get you vibrationally to the state where you're aligned with what you want. And manifesting, it just is. It's like I always say, it's not about doing, it's about being. Well, how do you be, right? It's fine-tuning your point of attraction. It's lifting energetically. It's being high vibrational. And when I say high vibrational, I don't mean like this very, you know, high vibe, like super positive. I mean, a sense of neutrality, of certainty, of peace, security, support, safety. Because I've really found in my manifestation journey, that's what it's about. Like I always thought, oh, when you manifest what you really want, it's, you know, excitement and joy and like all these things. And yeah, like that comes with it, but that fades really quickly. And when you're living in the thing that you want, the reality that you want, after the excitement sort of fades, that initial excitement, you're left with neutrality. You're left with peace, serenity, security, just a state of being, a state of knowing, a state of certainty that all is well. And that's really the purpose of that level. So if you need that healing, like I said, get in there now while it's 60% off, because, you know, it's the price is going to go up. I'm just kind of fine tuning it. And as I add to it and expand it and take all of your suggestions, you will have access to that for life. So like all the modules I add, all the things that I add as I go, you will have full access to that and you don't have to pay anything else. So I just want to make sure everyone knows that. But yeah, I break it down into these daily rituals that are not overwhelming. It's so easy. Like that's what I want. Like I always, you know, like when you think about working out, I'm like, I don't want to go on YouTube and find like a gazillion videos. I just need one person that I trust to tell me you need to do this at this time. Here's what you need to work out. Here's the moves. Here's what you need to eat. Like, here's what you need to avoid. Like, I need someone to break it down for me. And that's really what I'm trying to do because I know the app can be overwhelming. But this is going to be deeper. It's going to be stuff that's not in the app. That's on a whole other level of understanding and like spiritual awakening. So it's definitely like advanced, like not for those that are just now finding manifestation. Like, you know, you found it, you went through the app and now you're ready for something else. So I know that was a super long explanation. I probably should have just made that its own episode. But like I said, so many of you have been reaching out about healing. I wanted to address that I've got you covered. I'm going through it with you. We're going to do this together and everything's going to be okay. So with that being said, I am going to break down sort of like my rituals right now. And like I said, I'm going to have like more in depth in that course, but this is just sort of like a day in the life of like what I'm doing, what's working for me out of years and years and years of trying like so many different things. This is where I'm at right now. With that being said, I'm a mom of three kids with crazy schedules. My daughter, we have to leave at 6:30 in the morning to take her to school. I have a four-year-old. I have a two-year-old. The house is crazy. I'm working from home. So I'm doing what I can at this point in time. Would I like to do more? Sure, we always do. But right now, with my busy life as a mom, as a business owner, I have to break it down into like short little things that I can do to keep my energy feeling good. Now, what's interesting is I notice like if there's some days where I have to record a podcast like right after I drop off my daughter, and if I get busy with my day and after that podcast or before it, I don't come and do this ritual, I feel off the whole day. And not even just energetically, like energetically for sure, but even physically, like I will have like aches in my body, mentally, emotionally, I'll be kind of like in a pissed off type of mood, not pissed off, but you know what I mean? Like you're just kind of like, ugh, like I don't want to do anything. I don't want to talk to anyone. So it really just goes to like show how impactful it is when you have a good routine in the morning to get your energy and your mindset in a good place, especially if you're going to a job that makes you miserable or, you know, you're in an environment that is a little bit negative, it's all the more reason you need to stay on top of these routines. So I wake up at 6 a.m. Sometimes it's 5:30, sometimes it's 6. Sometimes it's 2 a.m. like last night. My son has not been sleeping well, so he comes and gets me. But regardless, when I wake up, when I get out of bed, it's still dark outside, the house is dark, before I do anything, I'm like, go to the bathroom, wash my face, and brush my teeth. And I'm including that in here because while those sound like, yeah, no shit, Stephanie, it's actually something that triggers your physical body to wake up. It like lets your body know, okay, like it's time to snap out of it. We're not just getting up and then going back to bed. It's time to become alert. And so it really, if I like skip that or like say like, oh, I'm going to go downstairs, I'll like brush my teeth later, I'll be more groggy. So it really just helps me wake up. Then immediately after that, I go back into my dark room and I do like a very quick, it's like 5 minutes or less, just depending on if my son's up or not. I do stretching and yoga. So I started doing this when we first moved to Tampa. Like, I don't know why, I just had it in my head, like, I want to be someone that does yoga every day. You know, it's kind of like part of that acting as if. And I'm like, the version of me that's like living my best life wakes up when it's still dark out and she does yoga. And so I started doing that. I like committed to it for a month and I got hooked because I noticed that all of my back and neck pain that I had just lived with and just thought like, well, that's just normal. I have kids. Like that's what happens when, you know, you're picking up kids and like this, that, or the other. It went away. And so it's like had a profound impact on that. And it also helps me move through a lot of energy. And I'll kind of explain this. So basically what I did was I found a morning yoga flow on YouTube. And one of these days I'll record it for you guys because it's super simple. But it basically just opens everything up. And one of the things that it really works on is hips. So your hips store a lot of tension, stress, trauma, like limiting beliefs. They get stuck in that region for some reason. And a lot of us don't realize it and never really do these hip opening exercises. So like think like pigeon pose or like frog pose. So I have been doing this now for like, gosh, nearly 10 years. And I didn't know at the time that all those different exercises were actually helping me move through that stored stress and trauma. And shout out to my friend Simone. When she was here and we had our little girls trip, she was showing me her somatic work that she does, which is a lot of like hip openers to really move through that energy. And you might see it. It's like really popular right now. I get ads for it all the time on Instagram. And it basically shows people doing like, you know, the frog pose or pigeon pose. And they're like bawling. They're crying their eyes out because it's like the first time they've ever relieved all of that tension that was stored there. And so when she was here, she had me do that. And I was like, yeah, no, like I don't really feel anything. She's like, you're not feeling like you want to cry or anything? I'm like, nope, I feel good. And we were kind of laughing, but she's like, well, maybe it's because you already like worked through that. And I think it is. I think I've been, without realizing it, releasing all that energy that's stored in my body by doing this full stretch and like yoga flow, that I didn't really notice anything with the somatic work. So I think I've been doing it unconsciously. But that's something that can really help you move through those energy blocks. Just like I've talked about EFT tapping, I think like yoga and stretching is another way to move through that energy. And in fact, when I moved to Tampa and I started doing this yoga flow, that is the time when I had my little like breakdown where I knew I was going to leave the corporate world. And I like just, it was like everything was coming to the surface. And looking back, maybe that's why. Maybe I was like letting all that energy leave my body. But anyhow, so I do my stretching while it's still dark out. And while I'm stretching, I will literally say out loud all of my goals, but I say it in the present tense, like as though I'm already living that life. So I'll be like, I'm in the top 100 charts for Apple and Spotify for my podcast. I'm a best-selling author with 100,000 copies sold. Like I'll go through and just say like my big goals out loud as though they've already happened. And I'm just kind of like affirming it and setting the intention. I'll say like, today is going to be a good day. It's going to be filled with like joy and love and laughter, and so many exciting opportunities are going to come my way, and I'm going to get so much accomplished, and I'm just going to feel energetic and in the creative flow. And I'll just kind of call in and set my intention for the day. And when I don't do this, like I said, I notice like the day does not go as smooth, or I won't feel very like creative and energetic. So I think it definitely works doing this every morning. So when I'm done with that, I put on my subliminal and I do change it up. Right now, I am obsessed with the abundance affirmations subliminal. So it's a subliminal, but I also say affirmations out loud. It's in the app. And I don't know why I've been like obsessed with this one lately. So I'll listen to that while I drink my coffee and do my journaling. So my current journal practice is I've got like a little journal notebook, and on one page, I'll just fill out everything that I'm grateful for that I already have in my life. And sometimes I'll say the same thing every day. Other times I'll really try to stretch myself and think of new things, but I try to fill up the whole page and really just give gratitude, like really feel love and joy and thankfulness for like everything that is going good in my life. And then on the next page, I give gratitude for everything that I want, but I do it as though I already have it. So I'll say like, thank you so much. I'm so grateful that I am in the top 100 on the Apple charts in the US. Thank you so much. I am so grateful that 300 people signed up for Digital CEO. So like kind of like that thing. And I'll fill up the whole page and just call in what I want by giving gratitude for it and kind of like tricking my subconscious into thinking it's already happened. So then after that, if I have time and I'm not like having to take my daughter to school yet, I'll pull an oracle card. So I love like the Rebecca Campbell oracle cards. And what I do is like as I'm shuffling, sometimes if there's like a specific question that I want the answer to, I'll say it out loud. I'll be like, okay, this is my question. I need an answer. Let me know what I need to know, be, do, or say. Other times it might just be more vague. I'll be like, spirit guides of the highest love and compassion, let me know what I need to know, what I need to do today. Like, give me some guidance. And then typically, almost every time, a card will fly out of the deck, and that's my card. If that doesn't happen, I'll keep shuffling until it does, or I'll like finally just pick a card. But usually one flies out, and it's usually spot on to like what I need to know. So I'll do that. And then at that point, I take my daughter to school. And then when I come back, I work out. And like, this is so important, because my energy is so off if I skip it. So off. So even if it's just a 15-minute quick workout, I make sure I get something done because I know like energetically, vibrationally, it's going to leave me feeling just better. Like I can be in a better state of mind throughout the rest of the day. And so what I basically do every day, it's this YouTube fitness instructor, and her channel is called Nourish, Move, Love. And she has like full programs on YouTube that are totally free. Right now, I think it's called like MetCon. And I love that because you could just go on there and like go through a workout plan. Most of them are like 20 minutes, but I think almost all of them are under a half an hour, which is perfect. Like for a busy morning, I get that in and I always feel good after it. So then after that, I shower. And while I'm showering, I keep my Reiki money candle in the bathroom. And I swear, I know I've talked about this before, but every time I light that candle, I have a good financial day. Like money comes in, and it's just funny now. Like it's like there's no denying it. And so I make sure I light that every day while I'm in the shower. And then typically like while I'm getting ready, doing my hair and makeup and stuff, that's when I'll listen to a podcast, like something, you know, like motivational or whatever. And then by then it's like close to 9 or 10 o'clock, and between 10 and 12 is when I am like on my A game. Like this is when I know I'm going to get the majority of what I need to do out of the way, whether it's recording podcasts, recording videos, making a course, like I will be on my A game. So I try to leave those 2 hours out, like where I can get things done. So before I start anything, I take my magic mind shot. So you've heard me talk about magic mind. Let me just explain what it is. It is like a little tiny plastic bottle, like a shot. And it's an elixir. It has all kinds of really good ingredients in it. And one of the things that got me really into it was the fact that it has lion's mane and cordyceps, which both of those, like I have heard now for years how good they are for you. They're nootropics and adaptogens, and they reduce anxiety and inflammation. And they're really good for like neural cognition support, energy. Like there's just so many benefits. I've tried them so many different times through those like different mushroom coffees, and I can't stomach them. But this shot actually tastes good. It has matcha in it. It has all kinds of good stuff in it, so it doesn't taste bad. Like I can easily take it. And it actually, like, I understand why they call it magic mind, because it actually gives you energy and like you are on. So I will take that, and then I literally go and sit down and open up my computer, plug in my microphone, and start recording, because I know my energy is going to be like so good, so on point. Creativity, it opens up the floodgates for that creative flow state. So it's like so convenient, because I know what my 2 hours are, that like I'm going to feel my best, and like I have childcare, all that kind of stuff. And I take that shot, and it's just like freaking rocket fuel. Like, I don't even know how else to describe it. And when I say rocket fuel, like, it doesn't leave me feeling shaky. It doesn't have the same effect as like coffee. You don't have this like crash later, but you have the energy and you have like the motivation. Like it, the energy is like mental, but it's also physical. Like, it actually motivates you to do the stuff that you've been procrastinating on doing. So it's really like amazing, and I'm hooked. And so, as I'm sure you know by now, they're a show sponsor, and they have a deal going on for January where if you sign up for their 3-month subscription, you're gonna get a discount, and then you use my discount code on top of it, and it totals to be like 75% off. Like, it is such a good deal. It's like the best time to buy. So you do that by going to magicmind.com/Jan, L-O-A-T. So magicmind.com/JANLOAT. And then at checkout, use my code LOAT20. And those together are going to get you 75% off. And like, it's just try it and you'll probably fall in love with it like I do. And I actually look forward to taking it every day, and I'm hooked. So go try it out. Get the discount. Let me know what you think. I will put it in the show notes. Again, it's magicmind.com/Jan, L-O-A-T. And then you use my code L-O-A-T-20. And then you get like a double discount. Put those together and you'll be good to go. So after I get all like my recording and all the stuff like that out of the way, then I just kind of like hang out with the kids from like 12 to 2. I hang out. That's when I'll do like my computer work and stuff. And like if I have emails or things where I don't really need to be super high energy, I'll kind of do that stuff later in the afternoon. Then I pick up my daughter from school and we just kind of relax and hang out. And lately I have been drinking like maybe half a glass of wine as I cook dinner, because I never have enjoyed cooking. For some reason, if I have some wine while I'm cooking dinner, it's like totally changes the experience. It makes it way more fun. So I've been doing that lately, and it's actually been helping me like cook dinner instead of just ordering food. Then the other thing that my oldest and I have been doing is we're watching that show Young Sheldon, and like, Okay, if you guys just want like a feel good, funny show to just kind of like, you know, forget about your troubles for the day and just like watch a good, cute, like family friendly show, I'm obsessed with it. It's called Young Sheldon and it's like, it's freaking hilarious. I love it. So we do that. And then in the evening, while the kids are taking a bath, instead of just like sitting there and doing nothing, I have been doing a lymphatic massage with castor oil, which sounds like probably a little crazy, but it's not. You can look it up. Like people, I learned about it on TikTok actually, but it's just using castor oil and basically like massaging your face, but like pulling everything to the different drainage points. And so I've been doing that for, I don't know, like a few months now. And this castor oil is like a miracle. Like it's, my skin is so much better now for it. And any kind of like acne or blackheads or bumps or like things that come up have disappeared with this. Like the stuff is crazy and it's cheap. It's just like I order it on Amazon and I do that little massage and then I feel like I'm getting something done while my kids are taking a bath. Like I'm actually enjoying that time instead of just sitting there and like, I don't know, being bored. And then the one other thing that I was going to tell you is at night, I will listen to a subliminal while I'm sleeping. And also, if you have trouble sleeping at all, every once in a while I do, I found the best thing. They're not a sponsor or anything. I just love this product. So it's the Goalie brand and it's their ashwagandha. So like if I have one of those nights where I'm tossing and turning and it's just driving me crazy and I just want to go to sleep, they're like little gummies and I take a gummy and within like 20 minutes, I'm out. Like this stuff is so good. So if you are like suffering from insomnia or just need to sleep better, I was told a while back, like don't take melatonin. It's a hormone disruptor. Like it messes with your natural melatonin production. And so I was recommended to do ashwagandha and this Goalie brand, like it works great. So that's what I'll do if I'm struggling. And then, yeah, I'll just play a subliminal and know that while I'm sleeping at night, my subconscious is hard at work and getting all sorts of positive messages. And it leaves me sleeping good and waking up feeling great. So that's how I judge whether or not it's working. So I hope that this answers your questions, is a little bit helpful. Like I said, it's always changing and, you know, you got to like find what works for you. And we can't do all the things all the time. It's like if you're busy, if you're working, if you have kids, you have to adjust to make it work for you. And that's really what I'm doing with this Elevate course. I'm trying to break it down, make it so simple, make these morning and evening rituals short. So like 5 minutes, 15 minutes, like super short, super doable, and where you don't have to really think about it. You're just given everything to do. And a lot of it is going to be energetic work and listening to these soul visual frequencies, working with those so that you can do this deep healing. And I'm telling you, like it takes you to a whole other level, a whole other realm. Like it's pretty wild. So again, if you want to check that out, just go to thelawofattractiontribe.com/elevate course. I'll link everything in the show notes and I'll see you guys back here next time. Thanks for tuning in.